Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Sanhedrin, Perek Daled, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel, and today's Mishnah are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Find Yerziva Kahagon, Bikar of Mamesh. And we continue discussing differences between Din Nefashas and other cases. So the Mishnah says Din Atumas Vataharos. When we're sitting down to judge cases of Tumah Tahara, Maschil Min Agadol, we always start with the most Chashav Adayin and ask him his opinion first. Whereas Din Nefashas, when dealing with Din Nefashas, capital cases, Maschil Min Atzad, we always start from the side, which is where the least Chashav Adayin sits. That's because once we hear what the most Chashav one has to say, based off of Pasuk, we're not allowed to respond. We're not allowed to answer him and say, oh, it's not like that. Therefore, we always start with the least chashav. Continuing, Hakol Kshay Lodin Dina Mominis. Everyone's allowed to be a dayan for Dina Mominis, even if the guy's a ger or even a mamzer. But Ana Kol Kshay Lodin Dina Nefashas, not everyone's allowed to judge capital cases. Ela, Kehanim Levim, Yisraelim, Hamasin Lakuna, Kehanim Levim, and Yisraelim that are allowed to marry their daughters off into Kahuna. That's because they're Miyuchasin. We know that they have a good lineage, and only those are allowed to judge Dina Nefashas. Moving on to Mishnah Gemel. The Mishnah tells us Sanhedrin Hoysak Chatzi Gar Nagula. The Sanhedrin was set up. It was arranged like half of a circle, and this is based off of Pasuk and Shir HaShirim. Why were they set up like this? Kadeshu Rayin Zazet, so that all the Dayanim could see each other. If they were sitting on a line like a dais, then they can't see each other. So it has to be a half circle. Ushnei Sofer HaDayanim Omdim Lefneihen, and the two Sofer HaDayanim, the court scribes, they were standing in front of them, Echad Meyamin VeEchad MeSmal, one on the right, one on the left, V'Kasvin Devar HaMezakein V'Devar HaChayavin, and they would write all the court proceedings, that which had to do with the Zakai and the one that had to do with the Chayiv. Whereas Rabbi Yudaimer, he tells us Shloisha, there had to be three scribes, Echad Kasev Devar HaMezakein, one that only wrote what had to do with the one who zakai, and one that only wrote that which had to do with the chayiv one, and the third one, he wrote both, and this way we could have two eidim for both sides, but we're not pasuk like Rabbi Yehuda. We're going to stop you for the day, and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Daled and Hey, continue to discuss cases of din and nefashas, what exactly setup was and how it worked. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.